Hi, friends. So this is not a normal audio. Sorry. but this is more of a kind of an explanation as to kind of where I've been and what's been going on in my whole heck of a life. In case you for some reason didn't listen to my nearly hour-long audio explaining my whole history with my chronic illness and junk, I mean, you can if you want to. I won't force you. It's a long and depressing story. So don't, if you don't feel like it. But basically, this is just a little update. And more of an in-depth story on my whole process with disability. Because it's been a struggle. We're already over a year now. And woof. But anyways, so about a year and a half ago now, I started having worsening pain in my back to the point where I really couldn't wear a bra anymore, like at all. In fact, I haven't worn a bra for more than 3 hours in over a year. Reason I qualify for more than 3 hours is because I have tried to wear bras so many times because I like the feeling of having my boobs up and not constantly touching my stomach. It's nice to not have under boob sweat constantly. I mean, not that you don't still have under boob sweat with a bra, but like, you know, I don't like sweaty skin on skin all the time. It's not fun. TMI, probably. But hey, just facts of having big boobs that are out all the time. Also, they move a lot. And as a person who lives in California, I cannot wear tank tops because my boobs just flop out of them in all directions. Sideways, under, over, who cares? They just come out. And when it's 100 degrees outside, I want to wear a fucking tank top. Please and thank you. Anyways, personal rant over with. let me just go on a 2-minute rant about tank tops. Thank you. So I started having worsening pain and, you know, it got to the point where I couldn't work anymore because the job I had at the time, it was not a good one, and also, just no. And I couldn't, quite frankly, I don't think I could do any job at the moment, seeing as, like, half the days, I don't go outside, or, like, you know, walk more than, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, figure out how to say this without making myself sound pathetic, but like that's not how that works. Hi, I'm disabled, but I'm trying not to seem pathetic. Those two things are not always conducive. Especially when you're trying to get disability, because fun fact, when you are trying to be a strong, independent young woman, the disability system goes, well, you're a strong, independent young woman, get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, but I need a little bit of help for right now, thank you. I need just a little bit of help. Just a bit. Because I would love to not live with my parents forever. That would be ideal. I would also love to not be in pain forever. But that's between me and the doctors at the moment. Also, fun fact about our disability system. So the way that it works, they obviously don't want people to, like, you know, just get disability for not being disabled. So when you have something like fibromyalgia or chronic pain or many other conditions that I just am not going to list that aren't visible, people will often question you a lot. And when you have a cheery disposition, such as me, and are an eternal optimist, such as myself, people look at you and go, well, you're not sick. You're moving around just fine. I mean, you have a smile on your face, so clearly you're not miserable. I can tell by the smile on your face that you definitely don't want to die inside. Which is not how that works, as anyone who has put on a smile for someone else's benefit can tell you. Sometimes you just smile so everybody else doesn't have to feel your pain with you. Because when you're in pain, all day, every day, the people around you get sick of it. Or at least that's been my experience. And eventually, you learn to just put it away. And so, now this thing that I've put away is what ultimately hinges my case. And that's been fun. I did not think this was going to make me cry, but, like, good job. And, you know, it's been rough. Like, for instance, I did not even know this, but I kind of got screwed over by the system. So, I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia by a rheumatologist, which is the doctor who specializes in fibromyalgia. Though, of course, if you listen to my other hour-long audio, you'll know that there were some issues with that diagnosis. But that's not the point right now. That's not the point. The point is, I have that diagnosis on paper. And I went to the disability office with that diagnosis. And they obviously send you to, you know, whatchamacallit? What are they called? Doctors? Not really doctors, because I don't think either of them were actual doctors, but like their own practitioners who will give you a physical and mental exam. And the physical exam that I had was just a normal physical. And they did not check for any of the physical symptoms of fibromyalgia at all. Because there are physical tests that they do, which are technically outdated, but that's not merely the point, because, of course, most of the judges still use the outdated diagnostic criteria for fibromyalgia. So if they see the outdated diagnostic criteria, they'll be like, yeah, cool. But if they don't see the outdated stuff and they see, like, yes, fibromyalgia, but I don't see 11 out of 19 pain points, so this is clearly bullshit. Yeah, that's an actual thing. So the physical exam I had was not even for my actual illness. It was just a general physical, which, like, yeah, my only physical ailments are that I'm fat and a little out of shape. Yay, I could have told you that already. I didn't need a physical exam for that one. My problem is that I'm in pain, which physical exams don't do the best of telling you, except that, like, ow, I make face. But here's the thing about me. I don't make a lot of faces because I try not to, as previously mentioned. Which is a bad habit, apparently. Cool. So, then we get to the mental exam, which was a whole good fun ordeal. So, you know, I get there, she's asking me a bunch of pretty routine questions, and I didn't really think too much of it. And, you know, I told her, I mean, I might have minimized some things in hindsight, but this was, like, a year ago now, so I don't remember, really. She told me to my face that she'd be recommending me for disability, and I was so excited. And then I got denied. And I was confused, because both of the doctors had, or, you know, practitioners, I don't really know if they were doctors, like I said, had said to my face either that they were going to be recommending me or that my case seemed strong or something like that. But yet my case was denied. So at this point, it was my second denial. And after your second denial, it goes to court, where it will be seen by a judge. And I, you know, had a little bit of panic because I'm like, that's a scary place to be. Court is, it's just, it's a lot. And also, I had panic because how do you prove you're in pain? How do I prove that? So I finally decided, you know what? This is not something I can handle on my own. And I contacted a lawyer, which I really wish I had done so much sooner. Oh my god, if you or anyone you know is dealing with a disability case, tell them to contact a lawyer. Just do it. They know so much more than I would have ever known. For instance, he told me, yeah, that woman did not recommend you. And in fact, she recommends very few of the patients she sees. And in fact, zero of the fibromyalgia patients that she sees. And I was like, oh, cool. Awesome. Great. Thank you. So that's fun. Now, it's not really trial, but like my hearing, I think is what they call, is scheduled for next month. Almost exactly a month away. I'm not panicking inside. You are. So that's fun. My lawyer is fairly confident, and I mean, hats off to the guy, because he only gets paid if I win, so, you know, he's definitely trying his best. Also made me feel pretty good when he took on my case, because, like, you know, if you're a disability lawyer, and you only get paid when your client wins, you have to imagine you're not going to take on the stupid ones who don't have a good case. Or at least that's what I tell myself to feel better. And also, my lawyer seems like a pretty cool, competent dude. Also, he's an authority figure, so I'm automatically attracted to him. It's a personal problem. God, I got so far off track there. But yeah. So, like I said, I recommend seeking a lawyer's help because I thought I could take care of it myself. And I got denied 3 times. Or 2 times. So, yeah. No. Couldn't handle it myself. Also, I have a history of minimizing my own problems because I don't want people to feel bad for me. But at the same time, I need help. So, like, government, feel bad for me. It's a fun little situation I have myself in over here. But obviously, the whole point of this is that eventually I'll make regular content, in theory, when I'm not spiraling into depression because of looming court dates. But yeah. So this one was a lot shorter than my lovely 55-minute one. So hopefully this has given you a little insight to me and where I'm at right now.